This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Game day. Burgundy and gold today. Varsity edition. It's different. And it's okay to be different because we have to get back to putting on our Sunday best on Monday nights, Thursday nights, Sunday nights, because we're back in prime time. Speaking of prime time, well, I'll save the Buffaloes for later. But it does feel good to be back amongst the good-looking people. You know, this means a lot. It's hard to get here. They pick you for this. You don't just bully your way onto this. And to be at Kansas City, interesting. Have you been to this particular stadium?
No, I haven't been. Okay. Arrowhead, I would love to go there.
Yeah, you should. It should be on your bucket list. They have the National Negro Hall of Fame there, baseball there, too.
Oh,
I'd like
dope.
You to check that out. It's interesting. Last time we were there when I was part of that unit, you know, because I walk through all through every time we go to, just go out and take an hour and a half, just walk. You see places that are, I'll never forget that day when I was there when playing Kansas City, there was a guy with a bag, city worker. But he looked like a normal dude, just pulling the grass out of between the cement, you know, blocks on the street going into downtown, which I love that. I hate poorly detailed public areas, just in case you were wondering. Because that's your pride of your city or wherever you, whatever you're from. Somebody should be in charge of that. If you got a marker on it, a nameplate, name of your city or whatever, and they have weeds coming out of there, that's somebody's negligence. And I saw a dude out there. I didn't even know he worked for the city or not ever. I'm just out there, you know, doing my thing, getting my walk in. And I had to pull over and say, hey, man, this is – and the dude was a citizen. He was not commissioned by the city. He was just out there doing some cleanup because he wanted his area to be bumping. And I thought that's the type of pride that we all should have for wherever our block is, whatever we consider our turf. And I'll never forget that. Because when have you heard of something like that?
I haven't.
My brother wasn't panhandling. He wasn't out there asking for nothing. He was just out there making sure that grass not growing between the cement. I love landscapers and landscaping and the whole nine yards. I think it's a It's an art, man. It's an art. And the people that do it well are artists. And it's a beautiful thing. Love to see it done. Now, tonight, we're going to need some artistry going. And really, really, we don't. What we got to do is just play solid football. We don't know what it would look like, and we haven't done it yet. Don't hurt yourself. Don't turn it over. Just play ball. Bonesy, welcome home.
My main man, what's up, Doc? Shout out to my little homie, Anthony. Man, Doc, man, what we got to do, we got to start sustaining drives, man, on offense, man. We got to start having sustained drives, man. I mean, we need to run the ball, establish the run. Understand? And we need to sustain drives for like 8-9 minutes, man. You understand? 10-minute drives, man. We got to keep Mahomes and his crew off the field. And on defense, man, we got to be tough, man. We got to be like nails, man. We got to be like we playing on blacktop. You understand? We got to be out there like we playing on the cement, man. We got to play street ball. That's what they got to go out there and do is start playing street ball, man, because they've been tackling like they playing powder puff or something, you know? I mean, I'm looking at Quan Martin. He's going up to try to make a tackle, and he's bouncing off of people, you know what I mean? That powder puff stuff. You know, we got to start tackling, man, like we playing street ball. We got to establish the run. We got to get an identity, you understand? And we need a run identity, man. And we got the players on defense, man, they got to start eating nails and glass and, you know what I'm saying, drinking gasoline and stuff, man. They got to get tough, man, because they too soft, man. Take them chains off from around your neck. Stop plaiting your hair and all. Matter of fact, I need all the players to be bald-headed, man. Bald-headed, man. Cut all that long hair off, man, and come out there, act like you want to play football, man. Take them chains off around your neck and all that type of stuff, man, and let's play ball, man.
Bonesy, you better be careful, man. They ain't going to let you out your house. These young people aren't interested in that, man. You make that stuff sound barbaric.
You see how Denver handled Dallas yesterday?
Yeah.
Man, Denver manhandled Dallas, man. And I'm like, man, what the hell? Man, I love you guys, man. Thanks for taking
my
call, Doc.
It's game day. Game day. Bay in the District of Columbia.
What's going on, DOC?
Hey, man, trying to set the tone, man. It's game day. It's a very delicate operation. You don't want to peak too soon.
Yes, sir. Hey, sir, you've been setting the tone for a long time. If they ain't heard it, they ain't going to never hear it. The keys to winning this game tonight, keep punching that man in the face. He loved to do those little slants and keep pump faking. Don't go for the pump fake. Punish him. Keep running the ball. Keep the game as close as you can. But I truly believe we're going to beat them jokers 34-27 tonight. We're going to send a message. The man said he's going to change that defensive scheme up, so we're going to find out. And he does. And send that hammer and bring that pressure. Lord have mercy, it's going to be a beautiful thing when Seattle come in town.
Can't wait. Let's get through this one first. Action 509, rather, pardon me. Yeah. Boy, fan base is angry. They're violent. Man, I don't know if all that's necessary, but you, just to get you, make sure you still prime. You get anything other than pigskin in your system yesterday?
Am I?
Yeah. So you were 100% pigskin?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was chilling, man. Well, chilling.
I didn't think you'd be able to attempt, you know, hoops. And thought there was a couple of tempting items on the buffet. And I said, you know, we'll find out how true you are. Are you really a dog, or can you focus and stay locked in?
I was focused.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about the big guy?
Which one?
The biggest.
The youngest?
Yeah.
I don't know where he is right now in terms of how he feels about the game. He's supposed to be joining us at 6 today.
I hope
that's
not.
That's what he said.
I hope not.
But he might be in traffic.
I hope he gets busy. Yeah.
He said he hopes to get busy.
Well, he won't be on time. So all you got to do, if you don't want him to be a part of something, just set a time for him to be there. Bingo. Yeah, and he won't make it. But I try to project to tomorrow. Unfortunately, he'll be in here. But what would be said if these guys put their game together tonight and quit faking and actually play like they know they're capable of playing and get a win? Because it's in their DNA to have a big-time shock-the-world moment. They've done that several times. That moment wasn't too big for the core of this team. They've got all the room in the world for excuses. If they want to take him, I don't think they're going to take him because everybody got hurt. Boy, this boy is scalable. I hate he got hurt. You know, it's the thing, injuries are a part of it, but when they affect your team or a team that you like to watch because of the style he puts them in, I know they're in our deal, they're cousins, but I want the Giants and the Eagles and the Cowboys to be at their best because we beat them on our way to the playoffs. They are the gateway. They're the runway. They're the stairway. We ain't got to go nowhere. Ray got it right in our own backyard. That's why it's important we deal with them in a certain way. Because you got to go through them to get to where you want to go. And the schedule is set up so well. Oh, I don't want to get ahead of myself like BTP does. Talking about 8 weeks from now. But now that we're at the halfway mark, I allow myself to glance down the road. And I'm saying, no, what? Philly? Baltimore? You have to go through King Kong and Godzilla to get to where you want to go. But you're definitely capable of it. And you've done it before. Yeah, I like where we could be. I like where we could be based on styles. Patrick's running so much that you should be glad he's running. Because when he runs, he gives you a chance to tap that tail. And that's the only way you're ever going to beat them. Anyway, you got to get him out of the game. You can't defend him. And then see what they do. That'd be rule number one for me.
Is there a scenario where you think the Commanders can go out there and outscore the Kansas City Chiefs in a shootout?
If we get control of the other bag, yes. Yeah.
You got some real optimism for this offense.
Well, it's not just the offense. I need the team. I'm just saying that if they've already dictated to him, they will obviously want him to throw the ball. And I believe they can do it with this defense. As long as they can rotate. Need about 3 or 4 non-starters, just like they're doing now. I think they have enough. I don't even think that the rest of the teams in the NHL are going to be as kind to Washington. I don't think they even realized what could happen. Wow. Your boy Jerry spoke today, too. I meant to, and you didn't say anything about it.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, he spoke. Yeah, he spoke. Oh, it tickles me. I think to listen to him, it'd be crazy. 301-230-0980 is the number. Let's go out and see what's going on with Ba. Ba, how was your day?
What's going on, Doctor?
My man.
Doctor, I'm doing all right. My day would be better if the night goes the way I think it's going to go. By the way, I got my child calling me on the
when them towels is cursed? I guess so. How about Todd in Kansas City, home of barbecue?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, man, just that it's the worst time of the day when you're 5 hours away or 4 hours away from kickoff, and all you want to do is get a cold one and sit back and then take you about an hour and a half nap before the contest. And there's nothing better than that. And then you're ready to roll.
Doc, you're the man. But but you know what? Me and the wife are almost at the stadium. We're about 30 minutes away. And we're looking forward. We're going to represent. Even if we lose, we're going to be there to see it.
Are you in colors?
The burgundy and that's it, brother. Okay, okay. And we're going to do the same thing in Madrid. So we ready.
Well, you got a fine partner, my brother. And be glad. Does she love football or just you?
That's it, brother. She with me. She ride or die. She's with me all the way.
And you got a good soldier. Well, I hope that, your favorite team comes out victorious, because really both teams need to snap themselves into or morph themselves into playing the best ball.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I think it started last week. Yeah, I think it started last week. Yeah. Kansas City took a chance, took a step in that direction. We got to follow it up.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And I don't want a moral victory. Just go out and win the ball game. Run the ball. Keep them away from the ball and run the ball some more.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take any kind of victory, moral, immoral. I don't care, long as we win. But I hear what you're saying. We just got to play football, man. We don't have to do nothing special. Just play hard-nosed football.
And
chase the ball and run with reckless abandonment. If we do that, we're going to be fine. Hey, good luck on your trip back.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you, brother. Love you, man.
Love you back. It is 5:18 in the nation's capital. Boy, beltway, highways, people making that jaunt. I was listening to B. Mitch and Finley. And did you hear their travel exploits? I mean, two stars. They come in, they hit golf courses. They go out and get their groove on. Then they do some grub. That barbecue, but I have history there with that Q. B. Mitch. Turned me on to Andy, who turned me on to his favorite barbecue place. And dude, sometimes food is too good. It's too good.
I got to get some of the down south barbecue. I was in Memphis. I didn't get any of their barbecue.
Oh, you did?
They always say theirs is one of a kind.
Memphis is different.
Then you talk about Kansas City.
Oh, it's.
You got Texas.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
All of it serious.
Who got the best barbecue, Doc? The world travel. You've been all over the...
Well, not all, but I'll say this. Brian gave me... hooked me up with Andy. I called Coach. I got Coach's recommendation. I went to, you know, when they pregame, I went on the field and thanked him. Andy's always been a very nice person. He's so nice, so big. We don't consider him... The boy's a legend. Seriously. But he's approachable. You know, a lot of dudes you wouldn't approach. You wouldn't even feel comfortable. But over the years, he's always been very nice. I always get a little pregame chat, postgame. And he told me, here's my place. He said, keep that under your hat. And when the brother tells you to keep a spot under your hat, know he loved the people, right? He ain't trying to not have more business. They don't need the business. That's the best compliment you can tell. Hey, man, keep this down. You ain't trying to hurt them. They don't need help.
Uh-huh.
He just don't want that place packed to run out before he get there. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it is really anything that's smoked or done a certain way. Are you a baked beans? Mac and cheese guy? Your plate, when they say get Anthony's plate, what's on that plate by somebody that knows you well?
So I was actually in Atlanta this weekend, and my fraternity brothers, They got me right.
Did your father know you were gone?
Huh?
Did he know?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got me some chicken.
Okay.
Some mac and cheese.
Now, that chicken is not just chicken. It's just chicken is either it's baked chicken, is it fried chicken, is it barbecue chicken?
Oh, this is grilled chicken. Is
it grill, okay. Nah.
Oh, my bad.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is some grilled chicken.
Not vanilla.
Nah. Had the mac and cheese. That's imperative. That is one side that I have to have on my plate at all times.
And I call that a staple.
Yes.
It's a staple.
Was
there anything in that mac and cheese that would distinguish it from others?
I mean, it's just the fact that it's like it was well seasoned. Like people, people don't understand that. Like,
yeah,
when it comes to mac and cheese, it's not just
the cheese.
Getting your cheeses right, and yeah. the noodles. No, you got to season that bad boy.
Yeah.
And look, Doc, I could teach you a thing or two, man.
I doubt it, but go ahead.
baked beans.
You could really help Linnell.
Oh, we know he needs help.
Yeah.
A lot of help. Mm-hmm. Baked beans, and they also had some green beans, too.
Now, one thing green beans or string beans?
It was string beans, actually.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Make string a distinction. Beans. A little bit of bacon.
Well seasoned as well.
Yeah, a little bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yep.
See, that's a... Man, that's a world-class meal. Had you left the string beans out, you'd have been demoted. But you got them in there. And that's good. And then there's different parts of the chicken, of the rib, of the steak. There's different areas. Just scratching the surface. Then burnt ends, are you into those?
Burnt ham?
Ends. Ends.
The ends?
Mm-hmm. See, B. Mitch is a connoisseur. He specifically requested this morning.
That ain't my thing,
I heard
thing,
him
Doc.
With the burn ends. I said, yeah, them boys are doing it.
Is that
there.
All you?
I take it or leave it.
Okay.
Yeah. The essence of it, a good rib. I would take a rib over chicken. But it just depends on, again, how it's put together, how long it was sitting in that smoker. When it, you know it as soon as you taste it.
Yep.
There's a certain crispness about it and the taste and all the other stuff. Man, that's just. Then you left out one other staple. No potato salad.
Yeah.
Are you not a potato salad guy?
So they had macaroni salad down there.
Okay.
I'm not a big potato salad kind of guy. My grandmother, though, loved potato. Like, imperative that she got, potato salad.
Yeah.
I guess you two are cut from the same cloth. She loved potato salad.
It was. It's one of those staples. There was never a meal without it.
Yeah, she don't play.
Yeah, they don't play. Yeah, I mean, there's certain things. Football and this, you could do this forever because it's a good match. But in Kansas City, every city, everything has its thing. People come here. They used to come here looking for something, too. Find out if you know what that something is when we come back. Burgundy and Gold today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
See you. You try to control the tempo. Game day. Weird moments, different moments. Got to control it. Would you prefer an afternoon game on a weekday? Could you have a Monday afternoon game? Would it pop? 1 o'clock?
I mean, we've seen a Tuesday afternoon game. Remember the Commanders playoffs. Had that weird game during COVID?
Yeah.
We played the Steelers, I think it was.
Yeah.
Like, afternoon game. That was weird.
That was weird. Yeah, it was weird.
5 p.m. kick? Like, yeah, that's so unheard of.
Can we pull back a curtain? 11 on the field at one time, removing the quarterbacks. Is there a position, a person that you feel like it's going to have a game?
Tonight? This one's, I mean, to be honest, I think Marcus Mariota could be the guy that goes out there and has the game. I would say Bill. I would say Terry. Like, this is going to be his first game back. But I think it's going to be Mariota. I think he's going to be able to use his legs a little bit. He's going to be able to, you know, target Terry and then also just help contribute to the run game. So
he's different because he's not a fill-in type guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's been a leading man. And he knows how to operate this. And the one thing I like about him, I think every player should have something that makes him unique or why is he on the team. When you're good enough for most people with an eye for this to be able to say, we like what he does in this particular area even better than anyone else on this team. He still has he brings something to the table that's, you can put his stamp on it. And it requires us running the ball for him to, the best of him to come out. I just hope he's given that opportunity. I really do. And our backs, man, they're good people. Can you imagine if one of them dudes was a diva? It'd be a problem. Because they share way too much for me. I'm ready to see somebody be allowed to go out and put their foot on this thing and mark it. But at least they're talented. They're equal. Their talent's nice. Then there's that front. No team is everything you thought it was going to be. Did you think we'd rush the quarterback better than we've shown so far, or that we'd play the run better than we've shown thus far?
I mean, the first 4 or 5 weeks, we defended the run like very well. We thought that was our Achilles heel last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming into the season, it was, I think we just prioritized, you know, being
able
to stop. Yeah. So like the first couple of weeks, or the first month, I guess, yes. But then you have the game against the Bears where DeAndre Swift has his first 100-yard game. Since last year when he had 100 yards against the Commanders. So the last couple of weeks have definitely been concerning just because they've been gashing us on the ground. Javonte Williams gashed us on the ground last week as well. So it does suck, though, the people that we brought in to, you know, help our run defense have all been hurt. Dedrick Wise, he goes down. That's a big body. You know, Dorrance Armstrong, he goes down. Devontae John Baptiste goes down. So it's some key injuries, and you always say next man up, but you have 3-4 guys go down, Doc. That's a lot of people.
That's why it's important. That's why it's a sensitive area. That's why you got to be pressing it. You know, it's hard for somebody to get better that doesn't play in the game. That's the part I think we have to emphasize. You want me to get better, but I don't play in the game. So when do I get better? You don't practice at game speed. I can't get better unless you practice at game speed. You hear coaches saying, you probably said it to some of your youth kids. You really would like practice to be harder than the game. Makes the game easy. That's what we say. But do we do? You know, and then I'm always looking for that undrafted free agent or that person we maybe not have counted on that doesn't give up on themselves and comes out and makes plays, gets 2 blocks on one play. You know, that's cuts off backside. Do we verbalize a lot? We've had guys run into each other. Are we talking the game right? There's a whole bunch of things that good coaches strive for out of the team. And if it were easy, it wouldn't be televised. Trust me.
Yeah, I think what you're speaking to, though, is sort of kind of what Joe Witt hinted at last Friday in his presser, where he was saying, like, some of those young people we've been asking to see. You talked about the Bruin, Kane Medrano. We talked about Jordan McGee. So I think those are some of the guys that we're going to see get more snaps. Tyler Owens is another guy that I'm interested to see if they'll use. He's fast. He's big. Like, you want somebody that plays fast and big and strong, violent out there, put him out there. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I like that piece. It's nice. It's nice. It's also about the symbol, though. We haven't mentioned weather, and that's a good thing if we do. I mean, we play football in all types of weather. That's why it hasn't been mentioned. But I don't think we're sending the forecast. Whatever it is. We got to deal with it. But, boy, if you get a dry track, usually people like it a little wet to slow Kansas City down. But Terry and Debo together, that's another interesting combination. Is to see what that'll bring. Some chunk plays would be nice. I mean, we've shown we can grind it out, but I'd like some of my stuff to become a little easier than expected. Because, boy, this place is going to be the way this division is rounding up. It's just, you're going to need every one of the people in this fan base to keep this thing going, because it's going to be a rumble in the jungle. Disparity. And then who wants to be left out? Yeah. It's a strange thing. 5-4-0 here in the nation's capital. And it's game night, pregame game. You're going to hear the big fella, Denton D, going on it, the whole crew. It's going to begin after. I see my boy Toby Altizer. He's fired up, youngest in charge. It's going to be a lot going on. You know, Denton Day is probably losing his mind right about now. It's been a spirited day all the way from the Junks through Coach, B. Mitch and Finley and the crew, Grant and Danny doing their thing now. Everybody here is fired up. Jump in this bad boy. 301-230-0980. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, sucky. Spread the word. Big fella's not in today. Varsity at the plate. We got breaking news coming right out of the box following the big fella himself, Cock-a-doodle-doo, DOC, on the microphone with super producer Anthony Haney. That's the most often asked question out in the street. Super producer. How do you earn that? And I say it's a long story. We got kicker news. Can you believe it?
I cannot.
Bumper music, or we just going hardcore raw?
Say that again?
Hardcore raw.
I think hardcore raw.
Hardcore raw. It's not what you expect to see. And you got this pride of Virginia Tech, the Hokie himself, sitting in shotgun with you. I like that. I like that a lot. Wesley's a good man.
He's studying.
He's a good man. That's a very good thing to say about anybody, that they're studying, trying to get better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
But now
this kicker situation.
Yeah.
Now, I'm surprised that Mr. Doom and Gloom, Linnell Willingham, hadn't already had the physicians on, and maybe, you know, the physical therapist and on to get to the root of the problem. When did this go into crisis mode?
So it went into crisis mode. I guess, like, he appeared first on the injury report on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday, he didn't practice, and he was questionable for the game due to a back issue. But now...
Oh, okay. So this is the... All the hip impaired people were on the radar, were on the lookout. All y'all that worry about who's not going to play, that was already on your radar.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have one on the practice squad to, like, elevate, so I think it was definitely news.
No, this is breaking news. Yeah. If we went off to the street, if we're going into a game against a superior opponent on the road in primetime, it would kind of, like, be cool to know everybody's name in the room on your team. Not that it's mandatory, but it'd be nice to be able to do that. That's big news. That's again, I really don't like to jump in on this stuff a lot, because when you play with the MVP of the league, my place kicker was the MVP of the league. It's like knowing every time your baby cries, they got a bottle in his mouth less than 20 seconds. You don't even think about these kicking problems when you have Mark Mosley on your team. It spoils you. Not everybody has that. And now with the new rules imposed, kickoff rules, this, that, onside kick, and it looks like anything under 50 yards now, you get laughed upon. You get people make jokes. I remember 50 yards was 50 yards. Under 50 yards now, you're just a guy. I don't know if that's fair or not, but blame your people. Once again, your young people. Y'all getting in, messing up things, trying to complicate issues, tweaking things. And I don't know. I've seen a couple returns. We've got Luke is pretty cool on these returns. Burgundy and Gold today, Varsity Edition, today and Wednesday. Big L will be in tomorrow, and he will lower the bar, and you guys can go accordingly with that. I don't know. It is something to say it's the day of the game. Any other position player, it would be an issue. Do you know all these guys do on the side during practice, all they do is snap and take practice, snaps and kicks.
Yep.
So it's not like he can't get work in like now as we speak, like today, right this moment. He could be there kicking right now. Because working on what he's got to do, I don't think that's outlandish. In other words, he could be in the lobby, center, holder, snapper. You can get work in. But that stadium is going to be to the brim, so you don't look nervous.
I mean, I'm a little nervous. Like the guy that we just signed, he's a journeyman kicker. His name is Matthew Wright.
Yeah.
He actually played in Kansas City last year. He played with three teams last year. This season, he's played with the Titans. He played in one game, made a 46-yard field goal, and a point after.
Well, so I like it.
He has, like, some experience.
Right. No, yeah. You're not just taking him off a hot dog stand. No, this is great. Yeah. that's what I want. I wanted to know, do you have game reps? Not only does he have game reps, more importantly, he knows the stadium he's in.
Yep.
Been there, done that. Those are very important issues. Because if you said, yo, man, the dude, you know, he kicked in the he was an NIL dude. You know, he went to Southern U and – I don't know if they had turf. I don't know if they had field. I need to know all the details before I can cast a judgment on this guy. But you know what? His first opportunity to kick, a field goal, not a kickoff, but a field goal, go get a rush like he's never felt before. It's a lot of pressure. Of a game, of a team sport, it's that moment where it's just you, the holder, and the snapper. And it's a lot of pressure. I don't want to start the show off with you not in a good light. So I'm going to wait till the last hour to do our picks. No, really, seriously. I need you feeling good about yourself. I don't need you feeling like, damn, I can't believe it. I lost to him again. You know, so let's just wait till maybe you pick the hour.
Okay.
But don't put that kind of pressure on yourself early.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as long as you know who was in last place again. This is again.
Yeah, he is horrible.
No, he's terrible. Look, but it's not like we're discovering something we didn't already know, right? The Super Six Pack, stick to that stuff. Can we eliminate him? Should have did that from the beginning. If you take last place for a month, if you can't win once in a month, you should have to walk away. Yeah, we should do that. Maybe we'll try that for next time we'll do it. Because I'm not going to have a dude in the last place every week. That's not fair to us. It's really not fair to our listeners. Because some of them actually believe him. If you can believe that, yeah. It's going to be interesting. But good to see Chris Russell. I also found out that Russ is going, he's going to London. He's traveling. That was cool. It was cool to hear him. And he agrees with me that we should address Wes as a Hokie and not a Buckeye. So that'll go into full effect immediately. And Hokies have a nice thing, good tradition. You know, College Park is going to be, it's always been on fire. Lox and the boys came out, man. They came out balling. And then had an unfortunate loss, then another, and then it's starting to pile up now, and you have to put a stop to it. You got to do whatever you can to break that trend. And what better week? What better week than the week that the Hoosiers come? If you really want to get your credibility back, reestablish yourself as a program on the up, then Maryland, you got to go try to take the Hoosiers out. I mean, you've played, shown some signs. You can't make this up. They were undefeated, looked like just a minute ago. And they've had some tough losses. They've been competitive, but hey, man, this is about winner take all. It's a tall ask, but I don't think it's too much to ask. I mean, they're young, but they were promising. I mean, dude, it was just a month ago. We were thinking 5-0, 6-0, not impossible. And now we're looking at the other side of this nickel, which got to play your way out of it. Because you know one thing about Cignetti and the boys, they won't overlook him. He's too much of a thug. See, he's going to have them ready. So Maryland has got to answer. It'd be great. It would be really great to see that big. Nobody wants to get stomped. Nobody wants to. What's the Hokie saying? Dude, you can talk. You do have vocal rights here.
No, I was just paying. When you said Cignetti's name, that's when I looked.
Oh, okay,
big
yeah.
Time. I'm interested in what you got to say.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. Go Hokies. 301-230-0980. Lot of movement going on with the burgundy and gold. The quarterback's out. Now new kicker. Love it. Love it. Bill out in Arlington. You scared, Bill, or you ready to roll?
Oh, we're ready to roll, but back to your comments about the kicking game. I couldn't agree with you more. Every year that goes by, the kicking game gets more important based on the rule changes. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's been 10, 15 years that you're kind of sitting on the edge of your couch and wondering what's going to happen every time we try to kick a field goal or even a clutch point after. And that, it needs to be much more of an afterthought than it seems like it's been around here in the last, you know, X number of years. I don't know if that means you got to go out and pay real money for a kicker, but like watching things playing off the uprights and missing extra points are just drive killers. And when you follow it up by kicking the ball out of bounds and having the opponent start at the 40, it requires more investment than they're making it to me. And it's not, I don't think that's just this coaching staff. I think it's been a problem for 10 years.
Not an easy position to get someone to be that good. And we've been spoiled. Like I said, we had Mo. Look at what's going up in Baltimore and what happened with them. I mean, it shows you they're human. They're not robots. And it takes a lot of things going through it. I think we've had more. It just feels like more blocks or more tip balls on kicks than I recall. You know, guys getting there. Now, these also people are so much bigger than they were back 20, 30, 40 years ago. But I just I'm glad the kicking game matters, because punting and covering punts, and we've had great punt returners, great punters, kickers. That's football. And that's the way it was played around here, because special teams has such a value. From George Allen all the way through, this has always been a place that had elite people playing special teams, covering kicks, blocking for kicks, the whole 9 yards. And that was that's the way it was. Appreciate the phone call, man. Drive safely. Take care of yourself. 416 here in the nation's capital, burgundy and gold. Today in, dude, it's game day. It's, you know, and I don't feel like it yet. So much was happening because this college deal going on is changes, and your boy at LSU. Now, who's the joke on? You getting 50 to walk? I mean, as B. Mitch would say, the cheddar. Can you imagine somebody paying you $50 million to not come back here tomorrow?
That would be insane.
But yet he's a competitor. And he's not happy. He can't be happy. If you're a real thug and you're in this stuff, you're in this because you love it. Not that you ought to do it for free, but you would do it for free because you've been doing it for free most of your life. When you really sit back and think about everything, most things in life, you're grossly underpaid for most of your career. But that's the way it is until you break it. And then you break off and you start rolling. And then by just about that time, they sell the company. Or something happens on Wall Street or whatever happens. Circumstances change. Nothing stays the same. That's why you got to go for it. Tonight, to me, is a go for it for the Commanders. It's possible because it's pro ball. The likelihood of it happening, I'll be pleasantly surprised. Why would I not be? Because you've shown me no reason to be crazy enough to say, I think you're going to win. Why would I do that? What have you done that would make me be dumb enough to say on worldwide national broadcasts or television that I think you're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs?
I mean, we've seen upsets happen, though, Doc.
We haven't seen us do it. Not this group.
Oh, okay.
You saw last year's team do it.
Yeah, okay.
No, no, you don't get that. They're not here.
Yeah.
You haven't seen this group do it against a quality opponent.
Yeah.
They've done nothing but run the jaws. So that's where I'm going. But I know how important this wagering deal is to a lot of people, and I get it, and I don't blame you. Go for it. So I'm not going to say anything that you could come back and say to me, man, DOC said. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He said he hopes we get fortunate enough and they get cocky. Because they've been dragging their tail a little bit. They had players out. They went through a little bit of adversity. The worst thing Kansas City could do is go, all right, now we're full speed and we got these chumps. So we don't even have to flex for them. That will get them in trouble. If we bring our A game. Remember that? Because you ain't seen it since Detroit a year ago. What you talking about? You shaking your head upside down like you do. When'd you see it?
I haven't.
There you go. I'm talking about maniac level enthusiasm. This ain't no time to be cool. I mean, this is like my boy. I love the war paint this era now gets into. They need to really dress it up tonight because they got a chance to, and I've always resented when they said Ali shocked the world. How can Muhammad Ali ever shock anybody? They ain't never no shock when he performs. But when you really get that kind of attention, this would be that night. If you really a dog, if you really are all, this would be the night. If you got a national commercial, this is your night. If you got a bag or two, this is your night. For all them to think they that, this is the night you prove it. Because I'm going to tell you what, you might get lucky. Because if the Chiefs took a good look at you on paper, they might have fell back to sleep. What are they scared of? What do you do that would frighten anybody? I don't hear you.
I mean,
what do you do that scares people?
I did think it was, you know, run the ball, but
you don't run the ball.
Do that.
You don't run. No, but you don't do it.
Yeah.
You stop yourself, so don't give me that crap.
Too.
Yeah, I'm done with that. Yeah, you refuse to exhaust what's successful. Not that you've been stopped. You stop yourself. So you want them, you Einstein. Okay, scholar. Let's think our way through this thing then. Since you don't want to rock, roll, let's think about it. Maybe you can outthink the Chiefs. See, the thing is about the Chiefs, you have to really consider yourself with, they might be better defensively. They don't get that rub. They might be better defensively than they are offensively. Because that group, wicked. They bringing it. And if you can't stretch them and extend them, you don't want to stay in the box with them. Because they got a dude over there. They don't ever have to ask him, is he going to play tonight? When you see 9-5, look out. Good news for us, we just got our caveman back.
Mm-hmm.
See, he rolled up, been out for a year, came in the game like, okay, let's do this. He's a gorilla. And our boys up front, Fab Five, I'm not mad at them. I think they have represented. They just have not been set up for success. I don't want my big people going backwards as often as we go backwards. I want them going forward. I'll take a little side to side every once in a while to mix it up. But I ain't a dude that wants to see my big people going backwards all the damn time. I want to go forward and charge. That's what I want to do. So we're going to see. And this is really going to be something. I really would love to know Coach Sheehan's his gut feeling. I know it's difficult because he's doing this for a living. He's playing. I mean, he's got ops, he's got people, he's got a public he's got to serve from a gaming standpoint. But I really would want to know deep down inside what he thinks. Have you heard from Big Tony? I haven't heard him on the air today. And I was wondering if anybody had the K-9 community, has anybody heard from Big Tony? What'd you think about the Stillers uniforms?
Trash. They stink. Man, not a fan, 32? Not impressed.
What was it, 32? They have the worst throwbacks of everybody of all time. The other one, they look like a convict.
Oh, yeah, like they're in Rikers?
They look, yeah. I mean, I didn't dismiss, but I'm a little concerned about him. I tried my darndest to break this to him slowly and say, look, dude, this may not come out your way. You want to, but I failed to get to him. So I don't make fun of people that love their team. I respect it. I get it. I know it. I'm still in pain. I haven't recovered from the bear pain. You see the Ravens?
Yeah.
Well, you know I took the Ravens, so of course you saw it, so you knew. Why do you think I knew the Ravens would win? You know why?
I don't know.
They were playing the Bears. And that's all you need to know. 4:25 here in the nation's capital. Burgundy and Gold today, varsity edition. Don't sweat. He'll be back tomorrow. Look, learning is a beautiful thing. I admire all of you that are taking these special education courses with Linnell. It's a beautiful thing. I'm all for it. Give us a break. We'll come back. We'll light it up at 301-230-0980 is the number. Back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.